Sudanese Health Minister Dr. Omar Al-Najib says since the beginning of the coronavirus cases in the country in March last year, more than 200 health workers have died from the disease, including 11 medical doctors. Speaking during a press conference in Khartoum last night, Najib said some health workers are reluctant to follow COVID-19 protective measures in and out of health facilities.
We lost more than 200 health workers. They were very important part of medical teams and friends. Majority of them contracted the disease outside health facilities. Some were deployed during examination periods in some universities, and this is the fact. I'm sure that these students have passed their exams and are living normally, but our colleagues lost their lives.
Najib says the government expects the number of confirmed cases to reach 100,000 by mid-June. He says health workers must protect themselves before attending to patients. Minister Al-Najib has ordered the directors of all health facilities to tighten protective procedures in all health facilities so that health workers do not contract COVID-19 or any other disease. He calls it a moral obligation. Fatima Ali Issa, a lab technician in a blood bank at a Saudi hospital in Khartoum, says she feels vulnerable to contracting the disease. Issa says there are not enough protective measures at the blood bank due to lack of medical supplies.
Sometimes the hospital runs off of face masks and sanitizers, and we work without them. And if a health worker gets sick, he or she gets no support. Normally they suffer and pay for the treatment alone or by the family.
Dr. Yasir Anur, director of Kassala State Hospital in Eastern Sudan, says even though they have not recorded any deaths among health workers in the state, administrators still feel the need to increase the hospital's protection level. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus via phone from Kassala town, Anur says, for the past 2 weeks, the hospital has run out of oxygen cylinders and worries that these might affect the patients if they record any new infections.
The new wave of this pandemic is terrifying. We don't have enough capacity to handle it. Even our health workers who work at isolation centers don't follow all protective measures. They don't have enough personal protective equipment or PPE. They only used face masks and gloves.
Dr. Muhammad Al-Hassan is the medical director at Munawara Private Hospital in Khartoum's Kalakla neighborhood. Dr. Al-Hassan says he lost two health workers to COVID-19 early this year. Since then, he says he increased the level of protection of health workers at the hospital.
We established an isolated room as a reception at the entrance of the hospital, and we checked all patients before allowing them access to the hospital facilities. And when we allow them in, we instruct them to wear a face mask all the time.
On Wednesday, the head of Sudan's high-level task force for COVID-19, Professor Sadiq Taur, ordered all schools, universities, and places of worship to be shut down for a period of 1 month due to a recent spike on COVID-19 cases. Officials say they confirmed more than 1,000 COVID-related deaths in the past 2 weeks. Sudan has documented more than 300,000 positive cases since the outbreak of the pandemic. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.